Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And before we start our regular program, I think it's absolutely outrageous that the governor would take lunch money away from children. I really think, and we've said this before, that Andy Cuomo should resign. I don't think he's a good governor. You know, there are so many other ways to deal with the situation. You know, I mean, why doesn't he get some people who can instruct him and his commissioners how to boost the immune system, you know, and deal with it in that way? Whatever he's done obviously hasn't worked. You know, the virus is flaring up again, and the reports that it is. So we're not happy with Governor at all. He doesn't seem to care about the people. He's very arrogant. You know, he needs to put more loving kindness and consideration in his approach to the whole thing and be more open-minded. All right, in a sight around the world and in honor of Guide Dog Month, we are mindful of the questions on our Facebook. And if you go to the Facebook under Inner Sight, you can find the post. There are people who can answer these questions, but they're not coming forward. They're not freely giving up information. There's no law, there's no regulations. So the question, how many people will be denied a guide dog this month, guide dog month, and how much money will the agencies, even though they're non-profit, how much will they profit off of the dogs that they didn't train, or maybe they did train and they denied the people? There's so many different scenarios going on with this thing. It's amazing being out in the public and advocating and trying to get people to sign the petition and performing and all that. It's amazing how people will try to Google. Now, you're supposed to be able to have the internet's supposed to have all the information you need, right? People will try to Google how many people are going to be denied guide dogs this month and how much the agencies will make. There's no information. And if you say, well, you know, the month's not over yet. All right, so go back. How many were denied last year? See what you get. There's no information. And this affects a lot of different people. First of all, it affects those of us who are advocates. How can you advocate properly if you don't have information to deal with? You know, got an email from a woman at the Kingston Company. They do some kind of thing with the federal government with jobs. And the email said that a lot of disabled people. All right, so there's some information. Now, if the federal government can figure that out, and if there's a law about that, why isn't there a law about people's safety denied a service dog or a guide dog? How come they don't have that information? How many have been denied, and how much money did the agencies take in on those denials? I mean, they raise a lot more than they need to train a dog anyway. So we have the two questions up there. We've gotten some comments, but we knew and we know that people can't answer these questions. The whole point of it is to try to get people to sign our petition and to emphasize the need for a licensing process with these guide dog schools and the need for a law and enforcement of that law. We knew all the while that people are not going to be able to answer this question. It's not like a question where does somebody know the answer. I mean, the somebody is the guide dog school. They know the answer. Or they can sit down and calculate it, figure it out. But they don't want you to know. Because the next question is, well, where does all the money go? Now, here's another part of that. And this was presented to me by one of our committee members a while back. And a point well taken that I didn't even, I missed it myself, but he picked it up. They claim in their literature that they custom train the dog. So when you ask them, if a blind person denied the dog, what do you do? What happens to the dog? Then they'll tell you, oh, we give it to another blind person. Now, there's a lie right there. How can you give it to another blind person when you say you custom train the dog? The dog is trained specifically for that one person, obviously. So they contradict themselves, and they get away with it. They just make up excuses, and it's like they do it as they go along, you know, whatever comes up, you know. For anyone out there who has access to the facts and figures, we'd love to hear them. You don't have to identify yourself. We'll get the engineer in here. We may be able to open up the phones, and if anyone is listening or anyone knows anyone who may have the information, it would help a great deal to know it, because what we're trying to do is bring about fairness for people. All right. It's not fair to raise $50,000 to $100,000, train a person with the dog, bond that person with the dog, and then say you can't have it. That is not a fair approach to someone who needs that safety, especially if it's someone who is used to having a guide dog and has had one all their life, just about. It's even worse. So we're trying to balance the scales and bring about a fair deal for people who have to deal with these schools. A friend of mine told me a while back, and she's a real critic of InnerSight, I got to tell you. But she admitted to me, you know, you're right, there should be a law. And then she added, a very good friend of mine was just denied a guide dog by the same school that gave her her dog. So you see, world, we need to do something about this. We need to get, and since the politicians aren't doing a damn thing about it, we're going to have to do it in another way, which is usually the case, because the politicians don't care. They obviously don't. They just go along with everything that the guide dog school says. The guide dog school can't be wrong. Yeah, they were wrong about me. All right, in his sight around the world, and brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. They were wrong about the Akita, too. Akita can be a guide dog. We proved that for years. The Big East, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. My friend Anthony Kennedy, a good friend of Inner Sight. Islip, New York, where he has his office. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Yeah, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And I want to thank my good friend Tony and his wife for their $100 donation to Inner Sight. Really cool people, and we greatly appreciate it. All right, let's see. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Yeah. Mr. Governor Cuomo, be listening to this. All the beautiful children, go an extra mile for a child. You know? Take care of them. Watch over them. Little Tommy. Avante Oquindo. Corey Foster and Campbell and all the others. Some of the youngsters that we remember through Inner Sight. And again, we urge you to go an extra mile for a child. All right, let's see. Around the world, some of our friends have helped us in the past. GoodMojoPrinces.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, just to mention a few. And let's see, if you're in need of a lawyer, civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi is a disabled attorney, and you reach him at 516-783-9662. All right. You have any legal questions about the American Disability Act or any of that stuff? Let's see. What else we got? Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, medical. And you can dial him up. As Louie would say, on the ringy dingy. Dial him at 631-484-3085. Now, if you explain to him that you have a disability, he'll try his best to bring the food to you for your animal. All right. Nobody starved on Long Island. You can find him on the Facebook. Maybe make friends with him. Again, that's phone number, 631-484-3085. All right. Inner Sight around the world. It's National Guide Dog Month. And we urge you to sign our petition. Maybe some politician will wake up and realize how important it is to regulate the schools. Prove them. Make them better. You can always improve. And to bring back the old way. If a blind person wants to learn to train the dog on their own, why don't the agencies help people who want to do that? I mean, that's what they're there for, to train the dog. So the Seeing Eye started originally when a blind person rescued a dog and trained it. All right, Inner Sight. And by the way, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650. And incidentally, we have a new television time. The show is on 7:30, Channel 20 tonight, and Wednesday night is still the same on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night. So check us out. Inner Sight wants you to know, and why we feel so strongly about service dogs. Because a blind person's dog is the same as what your eyes are to you. Now, everyone is an individual. So, what I've just told you is an individual thought. Not every blind person might believe that. They might have a different view, which is fine. But the basic idea is there. You know, that dog protects you and keeps you safe.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure that every blind person who uses a dog would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the only time
I don't know where you're going to get
sick or something.
What?
You know? The only time it wouldn't is if it, God forbid, if it was sick or something. But otherwise, the dog would keep you safe. You know?
Well, guide dogs have been known to work, even when they're ill.
Even though they were sick. Yeah, I know.
They don't let that stop them, as long as they can walk.
No, I know. Yeah, that's it.
Sure, you how loyal. Loyal they are.
They are.
Faithful, you
mm-hmm.
know.
From get-go, yeah. Well, most dogs
yeah,
are loyal.
So,
treat them well, you know.
Anyone out there, I wonder if anybody has actually called the school and asked them the question.
No, I don't know.
That would be fun.
That I'd like to know. Yeah, right?
Yeah. If anyone out there has seen our Facebook, or if you get it, or if you... we got to try to do something to promote it. You know, if you've called the schools, any one of them...
Oh, that'd be nice.
There's four big ones in the... four big
okay,
ones
really?
In the... quiet!
Sorry.
There's four big ones in the tri-state area. New Jersey is the biggest, the Seeing Eye. And there's one in New York State, actually two in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
There's three. So if anybody has called any of these schools and try to get them to answer the question, that'd be very interesting to have you call in here. 213-816-1650. You know, because we'd like to know what kind of an answer you got, if any. They'll usually avoid the question, or they'll answer it with another question. Anyway, Inner Sight, how about the Able News? Want to do the Able News?
Yeah, I guess I will. The Able right. News is, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The They have a personals page that has both two marriages, a classified to buy and sell, and number of various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget now, sign the petition, change.org, license the schools. You know, what we really need is a budget to advertise the fact that these schools are not licensed. We really need to put money into this and let people know. It's very important. I mean, why should an agency make money off of a blind person's safety without legalities, without being questioned or, you know, called into to accountability? It has never been done before, to my knowledge, the creation of a campaign to let people know that these schools are not licensed and that some of the things that they're doing are not right. You know, to put a person on a waiting list and send them a letter and say, we don't have a dog for you, and you have no knowledge if they trained the dog or maybe they were training the dog and something went wrong, maybe the dog died. You know, you don't know nothing. Just the statement, we don't have a dog for you. I mean, that is so rude to do that to somebody, to treat people like that. Especially since, you know, that's your safety, your way of life.
Of course it is.
So I wish we had the means to develop a campaign. It wouldn't be a smear campaign. It wouldn't be a campaign we want to close the schools down or make them look bad.
No, that's not
the purpose of all this. It would be focused at people should have rights when their safety is questioned, when their safety is denied. Nobody has to go through that in this country that I know of when their safety is denied them or jeopardized. First of all, if an agency did that, they would have to be licensed. That's number one. They'd have to have a license. Now, I don't know of any agency that can dictate somebody's safety and go unlicensed. Unheard of.
Of course.
So why aren't these guide dog schools licensed? They're dealing with somebody's safety, somebody's life. You know, you go to the school, that dog guides you for 3 weeks. If you train with the dog in traffic and everything else, that's your safety. So what we would need to really get this thing and bust it wide open in a good positive way is a budget.
Oh, of course we would.
Anybody out there who's a dog lover, talk to us about that. Innersight.info is the website. The email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you about it. If you want to do something to help not only the disabled, but dogs. You know, if you're a big dog lover and you don't have to put your name on the campaign unless you want to.
Yeah.
Keep you anonymous. But that's really what is needed here. You know, ads in the paper, radio spots, you know. Even if we could afford it, television spots.
That'd
never
be nice.
Been done.
No, there hasn't.
It's never been demonstrated in a campaign why these schools should be licensed.
And it's
all
not
right, 213.
Like you said. I'm sorry.
What?
It's not to, like you said, to take, you know, them away. No, it's to enhance them and make them whole and be a whole treatment, you know, a whole learning experience and everything.
Well, to improve the service.
You know? Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why that would be nice. It would have helped, you know.
Yeah. Improve the service. Go back to the original way, and
concept,
if people want to do it.
You know,
why not? That's the best way to do it. There's a big difference between getting a dog that's trained by someone, and then they transfer the dog over to you. Big difference between that and training the dog and bonding the dog yourself from day one.
Of course. Of course.
Big difference.
Very big difference.
All right. In a site, take your phone calls. 213-816-1650 around the world. Anybody on the line?
Yes, both Caroline and Maureen.
Let's take Maureen because we did Caroline last night. So
okay,
take
Maureen's
call.
Okay,
in a site live.
Hi guys. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm not doing too good, as you know.
Aww.
They've shut down the nursing home again because somebody brought in the virus or got in there some way. So,
you know, it really bothers me, that whole concept. I mean, the number of days and this and that and everything alongside with it, it bothers me. It really does.
Well, like I say, the testing is so stupid anyway because, like I've said all along, say you're tested on today, Thursday, you're negative, you get the result, and Sunday you could get the virus, and then you go in with
the
record that says you're negative. That makes no sense, the whole deal.
What they should have is where people have, you know, something between the patient and the person. There should be something there that people could see the patient, and the people should pay for, if people want to leave, they should pay for getting them to the places where they need to go. I mean, there's a lot more things I could be saying.
Well, that doesn't matter. The plexiglass was up in Dry Harbor, and they closed before my mom's place. So the separation thing doesn't always work either, you know?
Yeah. Nah, that stuff's no good.
Yeah.
What they should do is get people the hell out
boost
of
the immunity.
Place.
Yeah, that's
right.
And boost their immunity.
They should... you know, so it's just, I don't know much about guide dogs, but I do know dogs are smart. We had three of them, actually, my counting my aunts.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
They're very smart, so they can be trained, you know, by anybody, really, you know. But as usual, the guide school are a mess like everything else, you know, like all the other agencies. So
that's true.
You know. That's a shame.
The thing that makes me go crazy, the thing that they said to me, and then the very next week they were raising money for the same program that they told me they didn't have anymore. That's mind-boggling. Mm. That's just typical them, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that sounds typical. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just so annoying that they would do something like that. I mean, how can you do something like that to, you know, a person? I don't know. That's just me.
They don't care. They don't care.
They obviously don't.
No, they really don't, you know. I was just looking up. I was having somebody look up about apartments and stuff. And, like, while we could afford the rent thing each month, they want to have your, you know, how much you make a year. Well, we didn't fit any of those. And these are, like, affordable, and it went up to, like, $83,000. I mean, that doesn't make sense either.
Wow.
You know?
Right. Somebody called me. Remember I told you about that rent to own thing?
Right.
Yeah, so I gave them your name, but I didn't give them your number. I said, no, not until I call with you together. I'm not going to do that, sorry. We're going to have to do that. Then he said he'll call me back, so I don't want him to have your number. Just like
Marty,
that, you know.
Excuse me, on that apartment, what you just said, I would emphasize, you know, tell them what you get in your disability, of course, but I would emphasize, I haven't missed my rent in how many years has it been, Maureen?
Here and all along in the other place, too, you know, all along.
How many years?
Very important to say.
Well, 6 in this apartment, and then 2, I guess, after my mom got sick. I paid the rent, you know, all the time there after she got sick. We were never
late.
So that's
what, like 8 years?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. When I moved...
Your income? I'm sorry.
When I moved, they said the same thing to me. And I came back at them with, I have a perfect record with my rent for 12 years.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. How many people... Yeah. Have that, you know. I told them I've never been evicted in my life.
Right.
What they
exactly.
said to me, what they said to me when I went to apply for something and to improve your credit and to make it more actually easier for you to get into these rentals and also maybe even into some mortgage in the future, they said have your landlord, write something. Okay, and have them write. This goes to everybody, whoever wants this in the future. Have them write.
You get a letter. My landlord wrote a letter for me.
And have them
landlady
put it on your credit. Now, don't think I'm crazy. Send that to the 3 major credit reporting agencies, and then it will be placed on your credit that it is that you've paid your actual. You've done your due diligence in paying your rent, and that will help improve your credit and that you've always paid it. It will help. Yeah. Believe me, it will help tremendously that you constantly pay. And also if you paid a utility, have that added as well. They were telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, wow. It's also how to improve your credit because I have lousy credit.
What my landlady did? She had people move in. Two or three of them, 4 of them, whatever it was, had good credit, and they skipped out on her and didn't pay the rent.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have good credit, and I never missed a month. So that credit is a bunch of bull crap.
We know
doesn't
that.
Mean a damn thing.
Exactly. You know, people prioritize what they need, shelter. You know what I'm saying? People should prioritize what they need, I should say. But some people, they don't care. They just say, I got squatter rights. You know, that doesn't matter there. You know, why would you do something like that to somebody? You know, to me, I would, you know, think that's crazy. But, you know.
Show them how you paid the rent all those years. Get a letter from the landlord.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's what I have to
do. I would do that.
Yeah, I would.
Then I'm going to see tomorrow when we found a apartment over here that's pretty close. I think it's on the way to food shopping. So I'm going to call that and see what they need. And there's another place too on Metropolitan Avenue that's a little further.
I'm not good. I know where Metropolitan is actually.
Yeah, that runs a long way. That actually runs into Brooklyn too. So
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
I know it more on the Brooklyn end actually, but yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so that I'd never heard of that street, but I'll give them a call and see, you know,
it's a very, very, has a lot of, I would just say, where you can, get groceries and shop and a lot of, you know, vendors, per se.
In Brooklyn there?
Yeah, and also, I think when it runs into Queens as well, I think it does also.
Today I went to the bank on Metro. I might have known. I could have asked somebody where exactly it was.
Well,
you
know, from the past it does.
Over here in Queens, I could have asked somebody if I had known at
that
time.
Yeah, you could have gotten some familiarity with the area, which would have been cool, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know all this area up here by, like, Middle Village. It's just the rest of it, you know, I don't, I'm not
yeah,
sure
exactly
how far it would be. Yeah, so,
but
I have heard of that rent with the option to buy. That's been around. I have heard of that.
No, I heard of that, with, you know, in the past, but now it's coming back because I guess people just can't afford it.
I guess
you know?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I mean, apartments
wanna...
over here.
Yeah.
In Queens, $4,200. Really, people?
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
It's only Queens.
But do they
why
think
are
people
you...
are going to get it from their butt? I mean,
well, like my friend said, a lot of the young people rent an apartment, four and five of them, and then they split the rent that way. So it's cheap for them, you know? They only have to pay like $1,000
each.
Yeah, you know?
But
that's
still,
what a lot.
Do you really think that they could imagine to really even afford that even still? I mean, that's crazy, Karen.
We rented, my mom and I, before she got sick, Middle Village, 77th Street by the park, an entire house for $2,400. Now they're asking double that for apartments. It's greedy, greed, you know?
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
it is, you know?
I could see a house going for that, but not just an apartment. That's a little crazy.
Yeah, no, that's what the apartments are going for, you know?
Yeah, I know. But they are. Do you know why they offer luxury apartments? Let me stop.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of...
That's what they call them, luxury. I don't know what the luxury is, but show me the
a
luxury.
A lot of condos are going
considerate.
Up, you know, condos.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I'm just so tired of it, but I do hope the dog thing works out, you know, the guide dog school, you know, because...
We will. We will.
Yeah.
It will work. We'll all get together and make sure it works, you know?
Yeah, they are
right,
a great help. A great help for people, that's for certain, you know? People couldn't live without them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know Frankie, that's, you know, one thing that he really depends on. Certain people, they could use a cane very easily. I'm not, you know, I could use a cane, but, you know, if I were to, you know, I think a dog would probably be better for me in the future. I would have, it would be easier for me in the future. But now, I mean, I'm using the cane because of my situation, you know. So I
gotta use the cane, too.
Save money. Yeah, save money to get a dog.
Yeah,
you know?
Down the road.
Cost money to get a dog,
Yeah, you know. So,
even if you get a rescue, right? You still have to do all the shots and everything. You still have to do all of that. And especially if they're not going to be helping.
The agencies for the blind don't like guide dogs. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why?
They don't like, because they can't make any money on them. They can make money on teaching people how to walk with a cane. They make money on that.
Yeah.
They can't make money when a blind person has a guide dog.
That's true.
Everything goes back to the
money. They do refer people to the guide dog schools. So why can't they make money off of referrals? So why can't they make money off of referrals? That don't make sense. You know?
Well, I don't know what they get from that. But that's another thing that a law would have to
change,
reveal.
Yeah, exactly. How much do you make from that, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Everything
will...
Everything boils down to money. That's the problem, you know?
Oh, everything does. You know that.
Yeah.
It always
matter,
does.
You know, people. If people need things, the money.
No.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's just so aggravating sometimes. You know, really, trying to get things you need.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a side, I just hope that Mary doesn't get exposed to that damn virus, man.
Oh, I know. And yesterday she was feeling so down, you know. I would have liked to have seen her next week again because she really was down, you know, as am I, you know, because it's gone on too long. It's nothing to do there. I mean, and when you're stuck in a wheelchair or a bed and you can't even get up and do anything or, you know, it's just gross. The whole situation is just abominable, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope she's okay. You know, tomorrow I get to talk to her on the phone, so I'll have to explain to her that I won't be coming next week.
Well, that would really, you know, I know that's going to be the toughest thing for you to do. you know, yeah. that right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, because at least the visits, while they were short, at least we saw each
my mom,
other. But,
yeah, I know. My mom right now is experiencing that, and she's like, where are you? She asked me, and I'm like, well, Ma, there's mm-hmm. been a problem, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Me getting
yeah.
that, I have to get another COVID test, you know. And it's like mm-hmm. I have to keep getting these COVID tests. It's crazy, you know.
Yeah, and what the hell, like I say, what do they mean? Because, I mean, it's
yeah.
somebody
yeah, but
brought it in.
People... Excuse me. People are getting all these tests, and it's not doing it.
Right.
People are still getting the virus, and people are still coming in with it.
Right.
To these
nurses. Well, that's why I've said from
well, what
the
hell? It, obviously, what they're doing is not working.
Well,
yeah,
I said from the start, these tests don't make any sense because you have it one day,
mm-hmm.
this test. You could have it get the thing that they've never made sense from the get-go to me.
What they
you
should
know?
Do, they have a 15-minute test, and the nursing home, you're paying enough for the darn nursing home, they should, you know, give you the test. I'm sorry, that's how I feel.
Nah, they should
know.
Get
you
people
mean at
out
the
of
time.
There.
Well,
no,
yes. That's
get people out of there. Put them in their own
yes,
place.
Yes, ultimately, yes, that's a good plan. But right now, while we're waiting for that to happen, they should do something, Frank.
Yeah, protect the immune system. They
that's
don't
right.
do that.
So,
what the hell are they doing for
the
that?
Nothing.
Probably somewhere nothing. Along the line they're making money on the test.
Yeah, they're making money
know?
On everything. All
yeah.
part of it. If you want
to I mean, I don't have to pay for it. It's a good thing because...
yeah, where are you going to get it?
Yeah, I don't know. So, but they never made sense to me, those tests. Never, never. They
yeah.
never made a hill of beans sense to me.
All right, we're gonna take another phone call, Maureen.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
thank you for calling in and hang in there and. Don't forget what I said. You use your rental, that you have
right.
a perfect record. Try to get a letter
yeah.
from the landlord. And
yeah.
use
and
it.
And see if you could send it to the send it to where I told you. To the four credit report credit reporting agencies.
Well,
you
can do that too. But I would
yeah.
show the new landlord or the agent.
That too, yeah, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You know, let
yeah.
them present it.
Definitely. Yeah,
yeah, Chris.
That's what I did, and it worked.
Yeah.
To me, that's what's most important: showing that you pay every month.
Yeah.
That's the most important
that's
thing
it.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your record.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like you're being evicted or you've been evicted.
No.
You know, you pay your rent.
Right.
What the hell do they want?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
I know.
All right. In a sight.
Okay, guys. Okay. All take
right.
care. Okay.
And,
bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, you know, to change the subject is the guide dogs and the questions up on the Facebook. But to change the subject, In view of Maureen, and I'm sure there are other people being stopped from visiting their loved ones because the virus has been discovered again in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what kind of jackass commissioners Cuomo has, but they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that. They could be doing
a
lot
I got
better.
Some good news today. I spoke with the nurse. Right. So far, my mom's doing well, but I heard her in the background. It was hysterical. This was the most hysterical thing that my mom did, and it made me happy, to say the least. She was in the background, but she said, I can't speak with you now. Okay. And I said, in the back of my mind, why? Why is she? I'm eating lunch. Call me back in a half. Like she had a full appointment calendar. The way she said it was so cute, Frank. It really was. So, but needless to say, I couldn't get through again, which that bothered me. But what my mom said and I heard in the background made me know that she was okay, which made me feel good.
I hope.
So I knew she
all right, in a sight, we still have Caroline?
Yes, we do.
All right, sweet Caroline.
Here she comes.
Good times never seem so good.
Yeah,
hey, Caroline, you staying out of trouble?
Oh, never. You never say that of someone.
Yes. Mr. Perino.
Yeah.
Talking about guide dogs, I'm going to go see my doctor at, you know, in Ronkonkoma, and he's going to give me a script for a guide rescue dog. Can I ask you, where would I buy the food and get the shots for the doggy?
Well, you're going to get a service dog?
Yes. Can you tell me? He's going to write me a script, and then what do I do with the script?
Yeah.
I bring it. What do I do with the script?
Yeah.
What kind of service? I need a little tiny one, like bigger than a chihuahua.
What do you want the dog to do for you?
Just like for heart and eyes, like emotional support.
Oh, okay, emotional. Yeah, you get the letter.
Yeah. So
and then
how do
then
I
you
do
gotta,
that? Do I go on the computer? I can't go on the computer. How do I get that? Like you get it?
Oh, you try it. You go to a rescue group.
Yeah.
You
go
look
to
them up.
A rescue.
Yeah.
Go to
a
shelter.
Yeah, good one. Babylon is a rescue group.
But I can't afford the shots. Who would do the shots and take care? Like.
Yeah, we
you
could
do
we,
it.
Can, we have a guy who. You can get that. You could call Gary and. We can help you with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did he live? In Los Angeles with you?
No.
Los Angeles? I'm in Hollywood, baby.
No,
now, wait
a minute. Not in New York anymore, in Manhattan, Mr. Perino. I thought you had a place with your guide dog. I thought you were
in
the city, in Manhattan. You're not?
Well, I have
He's
a place
in
the south of France, the east of Elk, and the Italy.
Yeah, he really lives in Manhattan, all right.
I'm world-renowned.
He is?
Oh.
On inner sight.
I would get the shot. What about the food? Where would I get the food?
You get it from Gary. Nobody's
Gary?
South
oh,
on Long
that's
Island.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Right.
Well, where does Gary live,
And very
live,
good
Mr.
guy.
Dean?
Very nice guy. I'm sorry?
But where does he live, Suzanne, Mr. Gary?
Oh, Gary
where does he live?
He's on Long Island.
Oh, and he would ship it to me for free, or how does that work?
Yeah.
He'd bring it.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
you can
great
call
news.
But first, you got to find the right dog.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right
how do
dog.
I do that?
Go
how
to
do
a
I
shelter.
Go about that?
Shelter, most likely. He actually has some that he has. I don't know. What kind of dog are you looking for? You got to know what that is.
A little
is.
One.
What kind
a
of
little one. Not a big dog. A little one. Like
long hair,
the pugsies,
short hair.
The ones with the pugsy nose. What? A little bigger than a chihuahua. What do they call those cute little ones with the pugsy noses?
A pug?
What's the name of that? I don't know how to describe it. They got those cute little pugsy
pug?
Faces. What's the name of those dogs?
Is it a pug?
What are you laughing at, Suzanne?
I said,
can
is
you...
it a pug?
Fox terrier.
A pug. What's
a pug?
Terrier
pug. A pug is a dog.
Are they
a type
easy
dog.
To train? Are they easy to
it's
train?
A small dog. Small dog with a small face. Is that what you're talking about?
And who trains
okay,
it? Get Mr. Gabby on your show? Excuse me.
We can help you
who
train
trains
it.
The
I
dog?
Mean, Frank does that. Frank helps you train it. You train it, but he helps you learn how
there's,
to train it.
There's a school in Middle Island, but it's probably expensive.
Did you ever train a dog before, Caroline? I can help
that,
you with that.
You could?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's going to get jealous.
I don't care.
No, don't worry.
Let her get jealous.
Oh,
that's
great.
Good.
But where are you? I'm not coming to Manhattan. That's too far.
I'm not in Manhattan. I'm on Long Island.
You're on Long Island.
Oh, I thought you were. Oh, that's good.
Why'd you
okay,
think
sounds
Manhattan?
Like a plan.
But you got to find
you
the right dog.
My son loves animals. Would you train my son to train the dog for me? And there's no pay involved. That's volunteer.
Well, the dog's going to be for you, right?
Is that volunteer, Mr. Perino?
The dog's going to be for you. You have to learn how to train it, you know. Because, you know,
I don't know how to do that.
The dog has to listen to you, ultimately.
Oh.
You're the master of it. So, ultimately, the
dog
has to listen to you, not anybody else.
Oh, really?
I mean, it has
is
to listen
how...
a little bit to
I don't
the family,
know.
But ultimately, it's your service dog.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, emotional support dogs are not hard to train. It's mostly obedience.
No.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's just obedience. They have to be good within a public social environment. They can't, like, jump around and, you know, you know, be bad.
And
let's
they travel. He's allowed in the store if he has the service dog sign around his neck with that little sweater.
Keep the letter with you.
Say service
you keep a letter
on
with
it, right?
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
If anybody stops
you
and questions you, you tell
right.
them it's an emotional support dog and you show them the letter.
The certificate,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to see my doctor on the 20th. He has to write the script, and then I bring the script to the shelter where they have puppies or... What shelter would you recommend, Mr. Perino?
I would recommend a young dog. I wouldn't recommend.
She's asking me.
What's it called?
Okay.
There's
What's
a couple
called?
Of them. There's one in Islip. There's one in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. What's
know?
The name of the one in Islip? What's the name
Islip,
of it? Islip.
It's called the Islip Animal Shelter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how's the one in Babylon? Is that nice?
Yeah, a friend of mine works there. She's one of the volunteers over there. You want to go over there, let me know. I'll call her. And,
oh, sure.
We'll set up
let me get the
an
script.
Appointment.
Let me get the script first. And then
we'll
call your friend, Gary, for the shots and the food. And
first, you got to get the dog.
I wouldn't be able to afford all that, though, you know. The shots are very expensive, aren't they?
Nah, you get the dog.
What?
And then we'll line that up. You know. Usually
good.
at the shelter, they inoculate them and all that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before
What's
they
the one in
them?
Babylon called? I have my son look on the computer. Babylon what? Shelter.
Babylon
the
Animal
doggies?
Shelter.
Babylon Animal Shelter. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
When are you going to do another show at Silo? When are you going to go? Remember that show
Silo.
We went to and I gave...
Silo
that day
is,
when
is,
you were walking
Silo
around
is
with your
pretty
uniform.
Low.
What?
Yeah.
Silo is worse than low.
Yeah, they have
to do another show.
I don't know.
I don't think
oh,
they want me
know?
To do another show over there. They're afraid of me.
No, I think also,
Why?
I don't know, what happened after the COVID, and then things just have changed a lot.
Oh.
They're scared of me.
Okay.
They're scared of me, too.
They're scared of you, Mr. Perino. You scared your wife away.
That's it.
But
thing
then what's
I ever
my
did.
Problem? Why am I...
Maybe I'll scare my girlfriend away, too.
No, you know what it is? I'm just as bad as him, I guess.
All right, inside, Caroline. Let me know when you get that note from the doctor, that letter.
Well, I need to get the note first, and then I'll call you on 224 number, or which number would I call you on?
Yeah, 224. 3090.
And what's the rest of it? 3060?
3090.
Oh, 3090. Okay, thank you. God bless you. And don't forget to sing us off the air.
Nah.
Oh, later, yeah.
Later, right?
All
when
right.
You're ready.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Around
then.
The world. And,
oh, you're welcome.
If you want to call in, anyone out there who has tried to answer our two questions on Facebook, 213-816-1650. you know, if you have looked at it or you try to answer it, give us a call. We'd like to know your reaction to the whole thing, how people react to things, you know. So, yeah, we would really like to do a campaign on this service dog thing and let people know, inform people. People don't know what's going on. You know, they're shocked. You know, I go out and I show them the one article from the LI News. Talks about Regina, who you've heard on this show many times, denied a guide dog by four different agencies all over the country, two out west, two here in New York. And they raised all that money. We can only estimate how much they've raised. I would guess $500,000 between the four of them. And never gave her dog. You know, people, when they see that, when they see it's real, they don't know what to say, because they're not used to hearing that, and they're under the impression that these schools don't operate that way. And then when you tell them and you present this to them, it's like a shock.
Or they say this, here's what I've heard, and this really bothers me. What did she do that she didn't get the dog? Oh, just apply and complete the program. That's $700,000. That's four schools, you said? $700,000 they raised, approximately. What is it, $175,000 for each or $75,000 for each?
Well, she's not afraid of what she did. The agencies
are. Oh, yeah, I know.
But if they weren't, they would say, oh, you know, take us into court. We're not afraid of
it. Yeah.
She wouldn't be afraid to go to court and fight for her dog that they didn't give her. You know?
That's right.
So,
$300,000,
you know, there's two sides to the story.
Yeah, I know.
But only one side is being heard.
Yep, there's
school.
Right.
That's it. All right, well, we'll be here tomorrow night. We got the funnies over here.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners, callers, and Suzanne, co-host, and engineer. So join with us tomorrow night. You want to laugh, you want to have some fun, you want to act stupid. This is the place to be. Inner Sight. Louie will be here. And we're going to get him to do the Spanish sandwich. Tell us about the Spanish sandwich. Tomorrow night. Yeah, I want one of those.
The Reuben. Something Reuben or Cuban.
Rubano.
Reuben.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Don't forget to sign that petition. Click us on the Facebook. And pass it around. Pass it around.
Definitely.
Let people know. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight around the world. Thank you.
Good night.